In a shift now, the Florida Keys are now requiring face masks be worn until June of 2021. Here's from the order. Folks, I'm not making this stuff up. Quote, visitors to the Florida Keys will need to bring along face masks or face a $500 civil fine. Close quote. Now, why are they doing this? Purely to humiliate you and show you who's the boss. Ignore the order, depose the government. Want another one? Here you go. The headline of this story has been changed. It was originally WHO chief warns coronavirus pandemic accelerating. And now it says something benign about Brazil. Here's a quote from the story. We are now in a dangerous and new phase. President Tedros said at a news conference in Geneva. And he warned. Almost had an on TV sneeze. And he warned that lockdown measures are still needed to halt the virus spread. Lockdowns don't work. Quarantines only work for the infected. You're not infected. And if you are infected, get over it. It doesn't matter if you're infected. I'm going to explain in just a minute. This is BS. This is an outright lie. Pure power politics, writes Mr. Briggs. I've been telling people for months, yes, months, that the only number we can really trust is the all-cause weekly deaths. Everything else can be and is fudged, especially in the media. We're not the only ones who are noticing. Axios has a headline, U.S. coronavirus cases are increasing, but deaths are not. Richard Barrett pointed this out on yesterday's Barrett Brief Show. You can have all the positive test cases and increases in hospitalizations you want. Are people dying of the Rona? My Corona. The answer is no. Then why are you still wearing the mask? 22-year-old, perfectly healthy, young male and female in public. Take the damn thing off. You're not in danger. You are a danger to liberty because you're doing what your elite ruling cabal masters want you to do. Don't be a useful idiot. Take the mask. That's me saying all that, by the by. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel. Radio Free America, the last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at CrusadeChannel.com. Continuing now with Mr. William Briggs. Here's another a quote from the Axios story. Quote, the death rate always lags several weeks behind the infection rate, they say. This is what top CDC official Dr. Anthony Fauci has said. They're now also pushing hospitalizations after lockdowns. Now, listen, why are the hospitalizations going up, you might ask? Is there an explanation, Mitterchur, that has nothing to do with a spike in the zombie virus? Yes, there is. This is from Briggs' article. After lockdowns eased, people started to go to the doctor for complaints they had been waiting on. Did we all forget that during the corona hoax turned corona coup, allegedly voluntary house arrests? Did we all forget that almost every medical office in the United States was closed? Unless they were dealing with the corona coup. Remember, if you had a bad knee, too bad. You needed a cancer screening, you're poop out of luck. You were supposed to have heart surgery, hope you survive. You're not getting it. You need treatment for hypertension, sorry, can't see a doctor. Oh, you have stage 3 pancreatic cancer? Well, we hope it's not too painful, but you probably won't make it to the end of the month. Well, no, we can't give you any morphine. And then the list goes on and on and on and on. Did we all forget that all of these medical procedures, there were hospital chains that were close to claiming bankruptcy? Why? Because they couldn't see any freaking patients. That's why. So when you end the total house arrest, lockdown, And then you begin to open up phase one and then phase two in some places. What happened? Elective medical procedures can now proceed. So you got a bunch of people that were shivering in their house. Oh, I don't want to get the corona. I don't want to die. I don't want to be an extra in The Walking Dead. All of a sudden now, hey, I can go outside. I can go to the doctor. And now what's happening in every hospital and every doctor's office? We can't let you in. You got to be tested. Okay. What about my pancreas? Yeah, we're going to treat that, but let us test you for the corona hoax first. Oh, yeah, you got the corona hoax. What about my pancreas? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and admit you and treat you for your pancreas. What are they listing the hospitalization as? COVID. He's not being hospitalized because he's being treated for pancreatic cancer, chemotherapy or whatever, hypertension. No, he's being hospitalized and is being reported so the corona hoax can continue as COVID-19. Don't believe me? Just listen to your governor tell you how reckless and irresponsible you are because you went to a bar or a restaurant and it's now your fault that grandma's got COVID-19 and is in the hospital. What he failed to tell you was that grandma was going into the hospital in freaking March and he stopped it from happening. Now she has to go, and because of some screwy cockamamie test, which is now in question as well, that they have devised, now she has COVID-19. I'd be surprised if all of us don't have COVID-19 at some level. Mr. Briggs, and he has a series of charts here. You got to see this, this story. It's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about the deaths. I'm going to fast forward because I want to get to the digital media files. The official CDC weekly COVID death chart. Now, this is updated through June the 19th. Do you have this story? Do you got the link to this? Here, I'll just show you on YouBoof. See that little mountain, that little roller coaster like Millennium Force graphic? It kind of looks like the Millennium Force in Sandusky, doesn't it? This one right here. See that? Now, on the downside, that's your CDC weekly COVID-19 deaths. If you believe that these are COVID-19 deaths, look at where the roller coaster line is going. That's going in the right direction, isn't it? That's the direction we want it to go in. It's going down. It's in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. You can see this. So that's the official CDC numbers. Up through June 19th, the latest numbers available. These numbers are likely exaggerated, as we saw from the all-cause deaths above. But there's still no sense whatsoever, none, that it's getting worse. It's not getting worse. Why then continue the lockdowns? Because it's not November. That's why. Here are the media numbers. What are the media reporting? They're not the same as the CDC numbers. They are higher by at least 10% everywhere. The media has been using higher numbers all along, and they continue to do so. They cannot be. What have I been telling you? If someone went along with the corona hoax all the way up until 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden now has found the light, don't trust them. If they fell for it the first time, they'll fall for something just like it again. Don't trust them. And then we get to the end. Ms. O'Connell, if you put the last graph up, this is the only one that ought to matter. Again, I could show you on the YouTube, since we don't have graphic capability because we need a video volunteer guy in the video room every morning. If you want to do that, send me an email. That's a proper use of my email. KingDude@MikeChurch.com. Ms. O'Connell does a great job, but she's got a lot going on. She could use an assistant, an intern. See that graph? There's a dark gray wave. There's a light gray wave. Just look real close. Can you see that at the bottom of the graph? See that black line? It just kind of looks like a black line. It's almost flat, isn't it? What's the black line? Reported cases, not estimated infected, the actual number of reported cases. How did they blow this so demonstrably? And what in the heck is going on here? Now there were, 14 weeks into this madness to get rid of Trump, to have the ascendancy of the adrenochrome guzzlers in the global one-world government cabal That's not a conspiracy any longer, ladies and gentlemen. It is an active event in which we are the victims. So let me go to digital media files. Do I have a sheet here today, Ms. O'Connell? Or are we just going one and two? Okay. So this is from is a conversation between Dr. Zach Bush and Dr. I had to get the other guy's name. Between a pair of doctors, they're having a conversation. What's that? Jeffrey Smith. And he wants to ask Dr. Zach Bush, because Dr. Bush has treated thousands of coronavirus patients. He wants to ask him, what about this new data and this new study that you have? Did you know that there's actually been a study that's been completed?